You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the first broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program in the year 2014. It's January 4th. I'm your host, James Edwards, and it's my pleasure to be back with you again with Keith Alexander at my side. That, of course, the Scottish bagpipe version of Auld Lang Syne. I posted that to our website on January 1st, and we had a great comment in response to it. One of our regular listeners opines, "We must keep one foot in the past and one in the present with our eyes directed toward the future to know from who we come, where we are, and toward that which we are going. Only Christendom and European man has learned to think linearly. All other civilizations think in terms of cycles that only repeat, repeat ad nauseum." Welcome to the new year, folks, and it may be a new year, but there is one constant upon which you can depend, and that is that the Political Cesspool will be here to encourage you, to enlighten you, and to irritate our foes, certainly, to lead as your proxy, folks, another year, but we're still here. And I think this is going to be our best year ever. I mean, every year it seems to get a little bigger and a little better. The scope of our work, the impact of what we're able to do here as a mainstream media entity, it's only grown since 2004. We are now, I guess you could say, Keith, in what will be our 10th year of broadcasting, 2004 to 2014, later on this year in October. It'll be 10 years to the day. So we're in our 10th year, and I'm expecting great things. And things are going to be getting back down to normal this week. I'm excited to report to you that Keith Alexander will be with us for the entire 3 hours tonight. So we're going to kick off our new year with a double dose of Keith, who is normally in for at least an hour and a half, normally 2 hours. But tonight is in for the entire program by my side. And we've got a lot to talk about. As I said, back down to the news. As we enter into the last week of October, going on through Christmas, that last 8 weeks of the year are festive times for us, with our birthday anniversary show in October, going on through the Thanksgiving and Christmas season. We play some music, we have some fun, we do some special events like the year-end countdown. We did that last week. But now it's back to the hard-hitting, cold-hard, smash-mouth the broadcast that you are accustomed to. And it's fun to take a step out of the ordinary toward the end of the year and have a little fun, or mix fun in with the standard fare. But tonight it's going to be a hardcore show. And another thing we're going to be doing as we get back to normal, ladies and gentlemen, and Keith, we're going to be going back to the mailbag. That's something we didn't do as much the last couple of weeks because there was so much going on. But let's read a few listener emails and letters, and then we will get into what promises to be a very meaty show. We're going to have fireworks of our own. I don't know how many of y'all shot fireworks on New Year's Eve, but there's going to be some on the radio tonight, I guarantee you that. This letter comes in, Keith, from A listener who writes, I enjoy your show. I'm a new member of your audience, but already I'm convinced that yours is a forum worth supporting. In particular, I enjoy hearing the contemporary history that Keith Alexander imparts. Clearly, we have read some of the same books, but it's also apparent that Keith has read more than me. Also, you've had some outstanding guests. I've only started to mine the archives. Enclosed is my investment. You can count on this towards the December goal. All the best to everyone at the show and the network. And that comes in, Keith, from a new listener who's just tuned in to the show within the last few weeks. I got this one a day after I received that one from Jeff in Oneida, New York. And Jeff writes, Hi, James and gang. I've been a listener since the summer of 2007. You, Keith, Eddie, Peter, and Winston are truly a bright flame of hope in the darkness. Keep up the great work and have a happy new year. So there you have it, Keith. The old and the new all coming together. The momentum continues. The snowball effect continues to gain its momentum. Jeff, been listening for 7 years. This listener, a brand new one, who, by the way, mentions that he's going through the archives. Those archives never get old. They might be shows from years past, but they are just as timely today as they were when we originally aired them. So both old and new listeners alike, welcome to the show this evening. We promise you a good one.
They never get old because none of these problems ever get resolved, unfortunately. We're just continuing to marinate in the same stew year after year, unfortunately, as paleo conservatives. But let me tell you that it's great to hear from people like the last two that you just mentioned. And, you know, I don't want to brag, but based on going up as high as number four on the internet ratings, through Alexis or whatever the name of that group was. You know, that is incredible. That's absolutely incredible. We've got to find some way to break into the mainstream because there is apparently a great hunger and thirst for the information that we provide that's not being satisfied anywhere else on the airwaves.
Well, I think whether the mainstream, so-called, wants to claim us or not, we're there, with or without their invitation, because we rank right up there, as Keith mentioned. We've crashed the party based upon what we've built together with you ladies and gentlemen behind us. And this should provide testimony to the fact, Keith, that we are as big as any show. Listen to this. This is one of the most incredible emails I've ever received, and that's saying a lot. It comes from our good friend Scott Goldsmith, who is the owner of the Dixie Republic Confederate Outfitter in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Scott has been one of our few commercial sponsors. You know, we are primarily 90% plus listener-supported radio show, nearly 100%, frankly, listener-supported. We rely off the contributions of our listeners to stay on the air. And Scott, though, does have a business, and he advertises with us. And here's what he wrote a couple of days ago. Hello, James. Just wanted to tell you that a couple from Sao Paulo, Brazil, stopped by the store today and made a huge purchase, by the way. They said that they knew about Dixie Republic because they were fans of the political cesspool. Thanks for all your work, and Happy New Year. Keith, think about the magnitude of this and the ramifications of it and what it can mean for potential news sponsors. Here you have a Confederate outfitter in rural South Carolina, and fans of the show from Brazil who were vacationing in that state sought out Scott Goldsmith's business because he is an advertiser on this program and on this network. Incredible. So thank you, Scott, and thank you for the fans all the way down there in Brazil, Keith.
I believe you told me earlier that they bought over $700 worth of merchandise at Scott's store. So that shows you that there's something about the cesspool that, quite frankly, even boggles our mind when we start hearing reports like that. We've got more to tell you for the new year. Hang tough with us. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. James Edwards and Keith Alexander here. We're settling back down into our more typical program, the template by which we are led each and every week after an eight-week run into the holidays and the festive time of the year where we do some special shows like the anniversary show and the top 10 year in review show and some other things like that. We play some music at Halloween and Christmas. We're getting back down into the meats and potatoes of our work tonight with the lunch pail and hard hat in hand. We're going back down into the mines and we're going to hammer out another one. We're getting back down into the listener mailbag. Something we had taken a vacation from the last couple of weeks, it seems. And we're hopping around, again, just giving you a minuscule sampling of the correspondence that comes into the show each week. This one, Keith, comes from a listener in Illinois. And I'm going to read two more emails, then we're going to get down into some news. I'm going to read these two, though, because they have questions specifically for Keith that I would like to have him address on the air. But first, John in Illinois writes, James, your radio show contains the right blend of deep thoughts, boldness, and humor. Thank you for the great work. Many thanks to all the members of your team. And this comes from John. He writes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I had a correspondence with this particular listener not long ago, and he does not share our faith, Keith. You know, obviously, this is a Christian show. This is a political show is what it is. We're all Christians. If it was just a Christian show, we would get on here and preach a sermon for 3 hours every night, and that would be the extent of our work. But, I mean, certainly we're more than that. We don't hide our faith under a bushel. But at the same time, there are people that certainly don't agree with us 100% on that, but they still support us. This gentleman sent in a $114 donation, which is quite substantial for us, a couple of weeks ago in December. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I'm most proud of about the political cesspool is that we have a diverse audience in the best possible definition of the word. But it's a European audience, and there's all the diversity. European mankind exhibits all the diversity that I care to have. And there are people that share our faith, some that don't, but we all are coming together to stand up for our people, for our ancestors, for our future progeny. And that is the goal. That is the purpose of this show. And one of the things that so afflicts our movement is that people will splinter and fracture if they can find just one or two points of contention, anything to disagree with another person on, and that's enough to break the bands of brotherhood. We don't have that here, not in our staff, not in our circle of friends, not with our extended family, the listening audience. And this gentleman from whose email I just read is a perfect example of that, just a behind-the-scenes story. But he does include this question for you, Keith. It'd be very interesting to hear you provide your view on various implicitly pro-white organizations in the United States. This topic is never discussed, but it seems important. Just to give an example, consider Numbers USA. Their main goal is to stop illegal immigration. Although they never say they are pro-white, I cannot imagine any better pro-white political goal than restricting the ongoing invasion by illegal aliens. So I think, Keith, basically what John is asking here is, why are these big money organizations that are implicitly pro-white unable or unwilling to go ahead and state their real purpose?
Well, what it does, it's a monument to the effectiveness of political correctness. Political correctness has made Jewish power and influence and race the two most taboo topics that could possibly be discussed in the modern world. And the reason for that is that the left, the Jewish masterminds of the left, the people that are the yeast that makes the dough rise in the left, realize that these are key pieces to the puzzle. And if you can't discuss race or Jewish power and influence, you don't have a snowball's chance in hell of figuring out what's going on, what's really going on, and why it's going on. That's why groups like Numbers USA, in order to keep the money flowing in and to keep their access to the media open, refuse to talk about those two taboos. They're the taboos that basically lurk behind everything that is done under the banner of liberalism, everything that has been done under the banner of liberalism, at least over the past 70 years in America and in Europe. And it's been incredibly successful. And when you cannot defeat an enemy that you will not name, James, and apparently groups like Numbers USA, for example, who are trying to limit or shut down illegal immigration, which the globalists that run our government have engineered so that basically all the immigrants are non-whites. You know, they do an excellent job of shutting down immigration from Germany or England or Ireland. But they seem to are white South Africans, but they seem to have no luck at all. They're the most feckless group in the world when it comes to stopping brown and black people from coming to America. Somehow those people just seem to outsmart the authorities at every turn and get in. And that's not, you know, that's all very tongue-in-cheek. They're doing this because they want to bring America down. This is what those group of nerds called the John Birch Society back in the 50s, the guys with the Buddy Holly glasses and the big Adam's apples and slide rules on their belts and pocket protectors in their pockets, were saying back then that beware the one-worlders who think there's no reason why Americans should live better than Ecuadorians. That's the idea. That's, you know, that really hit the nail on the head. That's why we have immigration. They're going to adulterate our stock and adulterate our median IQ in America so that we're no better than Ecuador or any other third world country. That's what they have in mind for us. And someone's got to tell the emperor that he has no clothes. I guess that unenviable task has fallen to us here at the Cesspool, James.
Keith, I got one more for you. This one comes from Charles in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So already we've skipped around from New York, Illinois, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Fans from Brazil seeking out our sponsors in South Carolina. This one comes from Charles. It comes as no surprise to me that Rand Paul was named the White Renegade of the Year by American Renaissance. Anyone who thinks a libertarian will be good on race is very deluded. Libertarians believe in open borders, and there are a bunch of selfish, super individualistic expletives. Ron Paul was a little better than most libertarians on race, but he was moving in the wrong direction during his last few presidential runs, during which all he yacked about was the gold standard and the Federal Reserve, although he was decent on foreign policy. Libertarians are the enemy. Libertarians believe race is a collectivist concept and don't want to discuss it. You need to do a lot more to educate your listeners on the evil of libertarianism. You're a good guy, James, but you were flirting with this crap as well with your support of Ron Paul. And to Charles, I would say, you know, I certainly supported Ron Paul. The tapes don't lie. Going back into the early months of 2012, we touted him hard and heavy on this show. I think he was certainly better than the other candidates in that race. And the only one that would have motivated me to put forth a tiny bit of effort and get out and go to the polls and vote for him in the primary, which I did. Now, that being said, he was a shell of the Ron Paul that existed in the early 1990s when he appeared, you know, in front of a Confederate flag and had great newsletters. Certainly, he was a watered-down version of himself in the last couple of runs. His son, however, is a complete and total waste. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I mean, I will not vote for Rand Paul. And I know some people say, well, throw out his rhetoric, throw out the fact that he goes and worships at the Wailing Wall, throw out the fact that he slobbers over Mandela's legacy. He still votes in Rosa Parks. Well, Ron Paul did that too, I guess. At least Rand votes constitutionally sound, or he casts constitutionally sound votes. Folks, that's something, you know, you as individuals will have to deal with. I don't think I'll be voting for Rand Paul. But when we come back, we're going to let Keith tackle the letter that we received from Charles in Tulsa. And then we're going to get into a lot more news. Stay tuned.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, so the last email we were reading comes in from a listener, loyal listener for years, Charles in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who was asking us to comment on the libertarian crusade in general, and specifically Rand Paul. And you look at Rand Paul's recent rhetoric and track record, opening up this diversity headquarters for the GOP in Detroit, and all of the other grotesque and sickening things he's done, and certainly he's you know, lost any support he might have had with me. I will not be voting for him. But Keith, take it away with what you'd like to say about that, and then we got much more news to get into.
Well, you flirted with Ron Paul before. I'm proud to say that when I heard his views on race, I knew that the guy was bunk. Color Blindness is Bunk is the name of a famous article by Sam Francis. And people that embrace color blindness are full of bull, particularly Republicans, who should be advocates of white people, since all of their support, virtually 90% of their support, comes from white people here in America. But they are ashamed of their base and will not support them. Rand Paul is just the latest of a long line of these people. Rand Paul excited paleoconservatives early in his career when he came out for an electric fence on the border, underground and above ground. But listen, it seems as if the Republican money machine has gotten to Rand. Here's one of his more recent comments that sounds like it was lifted from a Marco Rubio speech. He said, "We are the party, that's Republicans, that embraces hard work and ingenuity. Therefore, we must be the party that embraces the immigrant who wants to come to America for a better future. We must be the party who sees immigrants as assets, not liabilities. We must be the party that says, if you want to work, if you want to become an American, we welcome you." Well, if he really wanted to enforce the border, we wouldn't have to worry about trying to convert browns and blacks to the Republican Party. We would have a majority of the electorate, as it exists right now in America, firmly in our camp. But the globalists, our elites, have decreed that America will no longer be a white nation, and as a result, we will slide into third world status post-haste. It will happen probably before most of our listeners, the people that are listening tonight to this show, have passed on to their reward. Now, this is an alarming development. This suicide of a superpower, as Pat Buchanan calls it, is unprecedented. It is eerily like the fall of the Roman Empire. Edward Gibbon's famous The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, written in the 18th century, made the primary point that Rome fell not so much because of barbarians from without, but because of barbarians within. In other words, racial strangers that had been brought under the umbrella or within the borders of the Roman Empire, who were never assimilated into Roman culture and basically were a fifth column. We're doing the exact same thing in America today, and Rand Paul is on the side with a megaphone, sidelines with a megaphone and pom-poms cheerleading the whole effort. So, and as you mentioned, what could be more absurd than spending money trying to get the blacks of Detroit to vote Republican? I mean, this guy needs to be under lock and key if he truly believes that. I don't think he truly believes it. I think he is so sold out to the establishment that he will take absurd positions in order to please them. He's not going to get my vote. In fact, I will work hard to make sure that he makes the worst showing possible and has the shortest career in the Senate of any Republican that you've known of. You know, there's no traitor like a race traitor, and Rand Paul is a race traitor, pure and simple.
Well, you certainly can't argue that he's worse than a John McCain. I think the thing that makes people so upset with Rand Paul is that they expected, dare I say, more from him, but anything at all would have been better than what you would expect from a McCain or a Romney or, well, frankly, just about anyone in the Senate other than people like Walter Jones and, yes, even Ron Paul. But, you know, that's the thing. I think that's why people are so upset with Rand, is that he has proven himself to be, frankly, no different than John McCain, whereas we had at least a sliver of hope that he might do something. Anything. But again, Keith, when you read that statement about immigration, you look at what he's been doing in Detroit, it sounds like he probably wrote this, and I'm going to read it quickly and toss it back to you because it falls in line absolutely perfectly with what we're talking about. This was a statement that the Republican Party issued on its official website, GOP.com. Apparently, all the Republican hierarchy was celebrating Kwanzaa this week. And I found this as I was slumming on the internet. I don't normally make GOP.com part of my daily read, to say the least. But I was seeing what they were up to, and this is what I found. This is their official statement, folks, so bear with me here. Republican National Committee Chairman Rents Priebus and RNC Co-Chairman Sharon Day released the following statement commemorating Kwanzaa. "I wish to extend my best wishes to all those who are celebrating Kwanzaa," said Chairman Priebus. "For families coming together to mark the occasion, I hope it's a joyous time of celebration with loved ones and a time of meaningful reflection for the year ahead. From December 26th through January 1st, many families will take time to celebrate African culture and history. Kwanzaa is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to honor the importance of family and community, and it reminds us of the great diversity in America. Happy Kwanzaa from the Republican Party." I mean, Keith, you could see Rand Paul just, you know, eating this up. He probably wrote it, but how embarrassing. This is the Republican Party, the party of the white people. 90% of its votes plus come from white people. This is despicable.
Look, black people, quite frankly, wouldn't give the Republican hierarchy the sweat off of their testicles, okay? And they're busily pandering to these people as if they had a snowball's chance in hell of getting their votes. This is serious mental illness, folks. This is a serious disconnect. They cannot make themselves attractive to blacks and browns because blacks and browns are natural-born liberals and Democrats. Why would you? I don't care how liberal the Republicans get. They are always going to be liberalism light in comparison to the 200-proof moonshine liberalism provided by the Democratic Party in America. So why would you go for Brand X when you can get the real thing? The Republicans have had this problem for years. It was Phyllis Schlafly back in the 1964 presidential election run-up when they were trying to decide between Barry Goldwater as the true conservative versus Nelson Rockefeller, the liberal Rockefeller Republican, that she wrote a very influential pamphlet called A Choice, Not an Echo. We keep finding Republican elites that insist upon trying to be an echo rather than a choice. That's why we've got to find an alternative to the Republican Party. We have supported various alternatives, but of course they're minuscule. I think what we have to do is adopt the tactics of the cultural Marxist left, infiltrate the Republican Party, take it over. Unfortunately, the best chance for that is the Tea Party, and although the grassroots people at the Tea Party, I think, are serious and sincere and are trying to educate themselves, I am very dubious of the hidden hand, quite frankly, the Sons of Israel hidden hand that seems to be funding the Tea Party movement. So, you know, there you have it. That's where we stand right now.
And Keith, you said it in one sentence, why the Republican strategy will never work. No matter how liberal they try to become to increase their attractiveness to blacks and browns, as you put it, they will never be able to outpander what the Democrats are going to give in terms of subsidies and welfare and set-asides and all of that stuff. The big government party will always be the Democrats, and the minorities are smart enough to recognize that. And, you know, this thing about this statement of Kwanzaa, this self-castration that the Republican Party loves to do, I mean, they're masochists is what they are. They have some sort of a fetish with embarrassing and humiliating themselves. But I doubt that any blacks will ever even read the statement. I mean, I don't know if any blacks went to GOP.com last week. I doubt it. But the white people who actually do go there will either view it with indifference or see it as the transparent attempt at pandering that it is. Either way, as I wrote on the website, our website, the pathetic effort to bow to political correctness will result for the Republican Party in a net loss in terms of voters, which seems to be their strategy. It's just another example of the GOP leadership holding their base in utter contempt. And here's the question, Keith. Outside of the GOP leadership, how many Republican voters celebrated Kwanzaa last week?
Less than zero, okay? That's what at least anybody that had a grain of sense. Now, I'm sure that Lindsey Graham and John McCain and the typical suspects, the usual suspects, all celebrated Kwanzaa or pretended to celebrate Kwanzaa. But we need to understand that basically the Republican Party's leadership is throwing their own children and grandchildren under the bus. Affirmative action is going to work out so that there is no job, no position at the table for white people in succeeding generations. What is a good short-term strategy for little wannabe movers and shakers in the Republican Party is a disastrous.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at
1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the final segment of the first hour of tonight's, the first show of the new year. James Edwards here in the studio. We're going to get to Peter Scoop Stanton, or intrepid Washington, D.C. area correspondent, in just a moment. I want to quickly give you a 30-second update on the Duck Dynasty situation. Of course, everyone will remember that the Duck Dynasty patriarch, Phil Robertson, made a very sensible comment in a magazine interview during which he said that homosexual activity was both illogical and sinful according to the biblical standards, and for that he was skewered by the media as a hater, as a bigot, so on and so forth. His show was temporarily pulled by A&E Network. Sponsors were pulling their products, the Duck Dynasty products, from their shelves. Cracker Barrel was one of those. It was Paula Deen all over again, but there was one thing that Phil Robertson did that Paula Deen didn't do, and that was he refused to grovel. In fact, he doubled down. He doubled down in the face of all of this adversity and reiterated that he meant what he said. And then he even made a comment of a racial animus, saying that blacks were happier during the Jim Crow era, which was, of course, correct. And here's what happened. White America, white Christians specifically and exclusively, certainly there were probably some non-Christians too, but primarily it was white Christians that banded behind Phil Robertson and Duck Dynasty, and they backed down everyone. Folks, this is a rare good news story that you'll hear on the political cesspool. Because white America got organized for once, and in a single occurrence, they were able to back down A&E to the point where Phil Robertson is back in the good graces of the network. Production of the show is continuing. Cracker Barrel, who pulled the Duck Dynasty products from their shelves, apologized to Phil Robertson for the misunderstanding. And this is the point. Everybody will cow to pressure if enough is exerted. Most people do not have any sort of convictions one way or the other. They'll just fly any way the wind blows. And in this case, we outmaneuvered and outmanned our opposition. White Americans, white Christians, got organized for once, and we won, and the apology was owed to us, and it was delivered to us. That's something you don't see every day. Keith, I'll give you 2 minutes to sound off on that, and then we got to go to Scoop.
Okay, here's the deal. Paula Deen acted differently, and Phil Robertson acted differently from her because Phil Robertson had something that Paula Deen didn't have, and that's a backbone. He meant what he said and said what he meant. Furthermore, as a proper patriarch, his entire family, the rest of the cast of Duck Dynasty, fell totally in line with him and said, we're not going to banish Phil. He's our leader. You banish him, you banish us. That type of sticking together familial loyalty is rare nowadays in this day and time of economism where money talks and BS walks and everything except money is BS. That seems to be unfortunate. We're talking about why white elites like the Republican Party hierarchy always sells out. Well, they always sell out because they have no principles other than to do well. White Gentiles have sold out for years. The Duck Dynasty situation is the playing out of a morality play between red state and blue state America. You see all of these reality TV shows like Honey Boo Boo, Paula Deen's late unlamented cooking show, and Duck Dynasty as ways for blue state America to chortle and laugh up their sleeves at the yokels in red state America, red state America being the interior, including the old Confederacy, that are supposed to be hopelessly out of date, hopelessly out of touch, and just, it's like watching reruns of the Beverly Hillbillies, you know. We're all supposed to laugh at these people, but Phil Robertson showed that these people are biblical, they're sound, and they've got the courage of their convictions, and it was wonderful to see that for a change rather than somebody like Paula Deen groveling, trying to preserve her sinecure with the mainstream media. You know, people like Jodie Foster, the Harvard or Yale-educated movie starlet of days gone by who has now come out as a lesbian, apparently her favorite show on TV is Honey Boo Boo because she likes laughing at these overweight white women from red state America that are portrayed to be total boobs in that show. Duck Dynasty is the male version of Honey Boo Boo to the mavens, the decision makers in the mainstream media, but it's backfired on them, and kudos to Phil Robertson and his clan for standing up and being counted. And, you know, they rode to the sound of the guns like General Nathan Bedford Forrest rather than away from it. And they deserve all of our admiration. You know, too bad Rand Paul wasn't cut from the same cloth as Phil Robertson.
That being said, let's welcome now Peter Scoop Stanton, who has some sad news about the passing of a talk radio legend. We're not talking about any of the Bombardier Miller folks. He's just on vacation tonight, so don't worry. But, Scoop, what do you have for us tonight, my friend?
First, quick shout-out to Rando Movers, who helped me move Sunday. They came in within $40, and these guys were really excited to hear that I was on the Political Cesspool. So hopefully they heard the archives and still listening. Secondly, like you said, we lost another radio talk show legend. Earlier in 2013, we lost Bill Rowland. We also lost Raymond Zurek from Doors, and we lost James Gandolfini from The Sopranos. Well, New Year's Eve, the Lord called Bob Grant home. Who is Bob Grant? He is the king of New York talk radio. Without Bob Grant, there would have been no Howard Stern, Rush Limbaugh, Opening Anthony, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, and the Political Cesspool. Rush Limbaugh could not shine Bob Grant's shoes. That's why in his first book he made sure he made patronage to Mr. Grant. Mr. Grant told it like it is and backed down from absolutely nobody. He was a proud Italian-American and let his listeners know about him. Some of his guests on the show include none other than Jared Taylor and Pat Buchanan. Bob also had his own ways of using the Italian language. At one point, he was good friends with then-Governor Mario Cuomo, and then as typical Cuomo turned on him, and Bob had this saying, more or less, is like, Mario, listen to me, you're a real dirtbag. Myself, if it wasn't for people like Bob Grant, I wouldn't be on the Political Cesspool. Bob was fired in 1996 for comments he made about the death of then-Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. And he was replaced by none other than, stand by, Sean Hannity. And personally, I think it was a move from the syndicators over at WABC to remove Grant and put Hannity. Grant did go back to WOR, but then eventually went back to his home base of WABC. That's all I have for Mr. Grant. You need to go to YouTube and listen to what he said, because if he was in radio today, he would have been fired 1,000 times over with all this political correctness. he called Al Sharpton Sharpie Sharpton and called Jesse Jackson Jesse Jerkson.
Well, there's so much. If you just Google Bob Grant's more colorful commentary, there's no shortage of returns that you will find. One of them was he was upset over the fact that an unqualified person was hired as the program director for the station that aired his show, or the network that aired his show, and they asked him about this person's hiring, and it was a black woman, and he said that apparently she passed the color and gender test. And I mean, that's just a common sense answer, and it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but it just goes to show that he had some good instincts and was probably right in that situation. And there's no shortage of that kind of stuff from Bob Grant. He didn't carry water for the Republican Party. I wouldn't say he was quite on our level when it comes to talking about these things or making it the entire scope of his work to talk about such signature issues and have his, you know, the taboos of race and Jewish power and influence. But he was a far cry better than just about anyone else.
Boy, imagine replacing somebody like that with Sean Hannity. To paraphrase Hamlet, replacing a Hyperion with a satyr. But that's, you know, that's what we typically get. We get Rand Paul served up to us as a paleo-conservative. We get Sean Hannity served up to us as the epitome of conservatism. No wonder people are confused. No wonder people cannot find their way. They have to find their way to the internet and to the political cesspool if they want to get the truth, the whole truth, and the nothing but the truth. As the motto of the Communist Appeal newspaper here in Memphis used to be, give light and the people will find their own way. That's what we strive to do here, and everyone else in the media, with the exception of a few people like Bob Grant, are busily trying to shut out the light of truth.
Scoop, a final word from you this hour?
Final word. In tribute to Bob Grant and his old saying, Roberto, azende me, arrivederci.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you, Scoop, for that contribution. In fact, I might share with the audience now that you were the first person from whom I heard about the passing of Bob Grant. And, you know, certainly any time you lose someone like that, they're worth the equivalent of 100 mere mortals. And all of these politically correct charlatans that are on the mainstream media airwaves today, you know, one Bob Grant is worth 100 of those guys. And so we hope that he and Bill Rowland are up there putting together a broadcast right now for the good Lord. And folks, that being said, the first hour has come and gone. Hours 2 and 3 still coming your way here on the Political Cesspool's first broadcast of 2014. Stay tuned.
Another hour of the Political Cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.